In cities around the world, there are certain traditions on Sunday mornings, and we're going to hear about one of them in Freetown, Sierra Leone. That is beach soccer. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, young men, boys, and even a few girls regularly turn out for pickup soccer games on Lumley Beach.
The goals are a couple of sticks or soda bottles stuck in the sand. The end lines are drawn on the beach. The uneven surface slopes towards the ocean, and the pitch gets narrower at high tide.
Most often we come here in the morning, but today the water is full, so we have to wait for some time until the water turns. Maybe around 10, 11, the water will turn again, so we play the way we used to play.
29-year-old Momo Bakari is warming up with a group of young men. They're passing the ball between them in a circle. During the week, Bokari is a bricklayer, but he says he tries to come down to the beach most weekends to play. And he says there are some very good players on the beach.
Even this one, this boy over there with the white t-shirt, have him play for the national team under 17. The good player, yeah.
Bokari is wearing a red jersey from the English Premier team Arsenal. In Sierra Leone, soccer fanatics tend to fall into two categories: Manchester United supporters or fans of their London rivals, Arsenal.
Yeah. Arsenal fan. I love my club. I love the team so much. I'm always proud of it.
24-year-old Kande Mara falls into the opposite camp.
I'm a Manchester United fan. I love Manchester. I've been following Manchester, and I'm supporting Manchester. So Manchester United is my favorite team. It's the best team.
Mara writes for a local sports blog. He, too, notes that some of the top soccer players in the country will often show up on Lumley Beach on Sundays to kick the ball around. The games, however, are casual.
This is sand, so you can play with your bare foot. So people are very, very much comfortable in playing here. So they come here to play.
Younger kids tend to play together. The matches among the men in their 20s and 30s are quite physical, with players getting knocked to the sand and even into the waves. Women selling bananas, pineapple slices, and small cakes walk through the players. Joggers sometimes get mistaken for wingers. Dogs are another obstacle. In addition to the soccer players, lots of people come to the beach on Sunday mornings to exercise. Buff young men with bulging biceps lead workout sessions in the beach parking lots. Residents of all ages stroll or run on the sidewalk between the sand and Lumley Beach Road.
Just stand there, you can see, even right over there, you can see all sorts of categories, all sorts of human beings, you know, from everywhere, every walks of life, every corridor.
Abdul Rahman Soare has just finished an energetic walk. He stopped at a fruit stand to, as he says, replenish his energy. He's a professor at the local university and an executive at the National Sports Authority. Soare says even top government officials come out to Lumley Beach in their workout clothes on Sunday mornings.
Everybody, I can tell you, even parliamentarians, members of parliament, directors of agencies, all of them are here.
He says one of the greatest things about the beach is that it's free. It's open to everybody. People come to exercise and get fresh air, Soare says. But he adds that they also come because the bustle of Sunday mornings at Lumley Beach is one of the things that makes the Sierra Leonean capital special. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Freetown.